The Atlantic hurricane season officially ends today. In the United States, 2008 likely will be remembered as a moderately bad year for storms. But in Cuba, this season will go down as perhaps the worst season ever. NPR's John Hamilton has the story.
Eight hurricanes formed in the North Atlantic and Caribbean this year. Three of them, all major storms, hit Cuba. Alexis Fernandez was in Baracoa, a city on the eastern tip of Cuba, when Hurricane Ike made landfall on September 7th.
Realmente existieron olas que se fueron por encima.
The waves were as high as top of the buildings, and some of those buildings were 5 stories high. This, in turn, started the destruction of homes, people's homes that were along the beach area. Homes that people had worked all their lives for were lost in a matter of minutes.
Fernandez teaches history at the university in Baracoa. He says more than 6,000 homes were damaged and hundreds destroyed. Ike would go on to scour the entire length of Cuba before moving into the Gulf of Mexico. A couple of weeks earlier, Hurricane Gustav had plowed across the western part of the country, and in early November, Hurricane Paloma struck the central coast near Santa Cruz del Sur. Fernandez says it's been the worst year for hurricanes in his lifetime.
In the 60s, we suffered a lot from Hurricane Flora. There were great floods. There were hundreds of deaths. In this series of hurricanes, there's been a lot of economic damage. But in human life, it hasn't been as bad because the state has been able to control and help us evacuate so that the damage in human lives is minimal.
The storms did more than $10 billion of damage in Cuba and left tens of thousands homeless, but only a handful of people died. One reason is Cuba's highly organized evacuation system. Another reason is that Cuban meteorologists work closely with their U.S. counterparts to forecast and track storms. Cuba even allows U.S. Hurricane Hunter aircraft to fly into Cuban airspace. And then there's Cuba's chief hurricane forecaster, José Rubiera. That's Rubiera on Cuban television describing Ike. He's a fixture on Cuban TV anytime a storm is on the way, and viewers pay attention to his warnings. Caribbean nations with less expertise and infrastructure were badly hurt by hurricanes this season. In Haiti, hundreds of people died. In the U.S. this year, hurricanes struck Texas and Louisiana. Hurricane Ike regained much of its strength after passing over Cuba, then it weakened to a Category 2 storm before making landfall near Galveston, Texas. Even so, Ike killed more than 80 people in the U.S. and caused damage of more than $25 billion. Jerry Bell is the lead seasonal forecaster at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says there are several reasons Ike was so dangerous, even though its wind speeds weren't that high.
The tremendous storm surge, the very long track over water, where the hurricane could really, really pile up the water. Also, the speed of movement of the storm. If it's a slow-moving hurricane, it's going to stay over any given area longer and obviously increase the potential for more damage.
Hurricane Gustav strengthened to a Category 3 storm in the Gulf of Mexico. Officials evacuated New Orleans, and residents feared another Katrina. But Gustav ultimately weakened to a Category 2 storm and veered west of New Orleans. At the start of the hurricane season, Jerry Bell had predicted a busy year, and he was right.
We had 16 named storms, 8 hurricanes, and 5 major hurricanes. And that's certainly consistent with what the forecasts were for a lot of activity this season.
Bell says it's too soon to say much about next year, but he adds that the Atlantic is in a period of high hurricane activity that's likely to continue for another decade or more. John Hamilton, NPR News.